Mercury, messenger of the gods, the activation of this part of self, the opening the door into the wisdom that's held within Hermes, within this part of self, the turning his capacities or your own capacities from whatever percentage it's kind of operating into a much higher percentage, bringing these gifts online. There's a lot of wisdom. There's a lot of gifts that start to come online when we awaken more of this energy in self. So that's what we'll do here, is we're going to go into this aspect of self, this sacred energy, right? We're made up of all kinds of different sacred energies. And this particular sacred energy that holds our capacity to connect, our capacity to communicate, our capacity to think. So I'm going to invite you to take a couple of deep breaths. We're going to work with wind. We're going to work with air. We're going to work with breath as just a doorway in to Mercury, to Hermes. So the mind, the intellect, is often linked to the element of air. And so this is just one doorway in. We'll do many doorways in. I also really encourage you, as you go through this, keep breathing, by the way. Keep doing the deep breaths and start thinking and feeling into air, like that element of air. So we'll do many different doorways in. And as you go through these different activations, these different places where we can release anything blocking the gifts and the wisdom, or the parts where we're awakening to more of the gifts of the wisdom, and then the parts where we're embodying it and expressing these gifts and wisdom out into our lives. Those are kind of the four parts of what we'll do together here. Let the mind do whatever it's doing, right? We're in the energy. We're starting to build into it. We're starting to work with it. It's all just like Shakti, right? It's a life force. It's a flavor of life force. So keep breathing. Keep just being here. What helps is to be really present. Really, 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 really present, especially when we're working with Mercury, especially when we're working with Hermes, is to be really present, really focused, like bring everything you've got here, everything you've got right here. It's like you and me, we are here, we are in this energy. There might be a part of you that wants to like scoot out and escape out. Try not to. Catch that as much as you can and come back, come back, come back, come back, come back, because what it is it's training your system to be able to handle more Mercury. Training your system to be able to handle more of this sacred energy. That's it. That's all we're doing, is we're training the system to handle more of this energy. We're going to wake up to more of it. We're going to invoke more of it. We're going to invite more of it. It's almost like we're going to call it in from the wind, right? We're going to breathe it in. We're going to call it in from the wind. And it's like this static electricity that's in everything, that's all around us, that's in the environment, that's in the wind, that's in us, that's in others. It's in everything. But feel for that static electricity. Breathing. So you can feel my breath. Maybe you hear that, maybe not. My breath is like, so let your breath start to be really big. Let the breathing do whatever the breathing wants to do. Your body knows how to do this. There's a body wisdom here that knows how to do this when we start plugging into this energy. Yeah. Here's another tip as we start to move deeper and deeper and deeper into this, is to let it be what it's going to be. Let it be what it's going to be. It's like, stop trying to make this something that you have any kind of experience with. This is totally new. Complete beginner's mind. You have zero experience here. Just let it be what it's going to be. Let your body do what it wants to do. Let your mind do what it wants to do. We are activating sacred energy for your highest good. In your highest good, for your highest good. It is a sacred wisdom energy, and it is in you. It is yours. So we can let go. We just let go. We're here. We're here to become our best selves. You're here to step into your best self, your most alive, your most awake, your most aligned self. So you're just letting all that go. And let this be whatever it's going to be. If you're annoyed, that's perfect. It's beautiful. If you think I'm talking too fast, that's perfect and that's beautiful. It doesn't matter. Stop trying to cling on to something. Stop trying to make this what it is not. We are expanding the mind. We are expanding our capacities. We are expanding Mercury in ourselves and Hermes in ourselves. So let it, let whatever bubble up, but stay with it. That's going to be the trick, is to stay with it, okay? All right, so we're here. We're staying with it. You're trusting whatever's happening. You're trusting the words that you're missing, the things that you're not able to keep up with. You're trusting there is a deeper wisdom going on that is beyond what every single word, meaning, comprehensible, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just let it happen. Let it happen. All right, breath. Breathing. Breathing, just the breath. It's a nice reprieve, isn't it? Yeah. Feel into all that static electricity, that buzz that's in the air. You may sense it, you may not sense it, but keep your focus there. The static electricity, the buzz that's in the air, the buzz that's in the air. There's a lot being communicated just in the atmosphere and in the environment. There's a lot of this static electricity. It's like static electricity in the air. But what it is, it's intellectual. It's static electricity that's intellectual. It holds information, everywhere in the air, all around you. It's holding information. Now breathe it in. Let it go right to the mind. The static electricity that's in the air that's holding all of this intellectual information, it's all there. You just breathe it in, and let it go right to the mind and let it swirl around the mind, let it do whatever it wants to do. A lot of times there's like a rewiring that happens, or it feels like you can almost see like all of the intricate nature of the wiring of the mind starts to like shift or dance or light up. You might see like more is lighting up. It's like all those neurological pathways, all those synapses, right? All of that, just letting the wiring of the mind, letting it light up as we're inhaling. You're still inhaling. Of course, you have to exhale in this too, but really focusing on the inhale, What we're doing now is we're going to invite all of the Hermes energy that's in the air around us, that's in the environment. We're going to invite that to focus itself in our inhale, right? I'm inhaling and I'm focusing on calling in Hermes Mercury energy, all of it that's in the air, and I'm inviting it to focus itself in me, right? Just Invite it to focus in your mind. Breathing it in. This is like the wisdom of the messenger. All the messages that are in the air, all the messages. It's like the wisdom, the energy of Mercury, of Hermes. We're just inviting it right up to the mind. Stay with this. I know you might want to switch this off. You're like, fuck, this is uncomfortable. Stay with it. This is how we increase our capacity for Mercury, for Hermes. It's how we do it. He's this buzzy. He's this much. But here's the deal. He has peace in all of this. There is an absolute peace. So find that now. There is a peace, like peace, calm, complete relaxation in that amount of information and that amount of static electricity, Mercury communication, Hermes doing the dance. There is an absolute peace and an absolute bliss. Find that and just be there with it. And it's like all of this, everything is dancing around this point of bliss. So stay with that point of bliss, right? You just find it. If you need to close your eyes and stay with that point of bliss, the third eye, this point right here, can help you. If you need to, you can focus on third eye as point of bliss, right? This point right here between the eyes. You can just look at the screen if you need to. And you just focus right there. Bliss and peace. It's absolute calm. It's absolute peace. Amidst all this information, all these thought forms, all the static electricity, I can be at peace and in bliss without denying this. This is the key. Normally, we deny or we numb out the information. We numb out the magic of Mercury, of Hermes, in order to find peace. We are now changing our relationship so that I find peace amidst that amount of information, amidst that amount of communication, amidst that amount of energy, to see it as raw energy, raw energy. I like static electricity. So just still letting all of, we're staying present to the static electricity. But now we're present to the static electricity from a very peaceful, calm way. Now moving your body, shifting your body so that you're sitting in your center point, staying with this peaceful, calm, third eye focus, if that helps. But now shifting your body so you're at your center point from this peace, calm place, peace, calm. And then you shift your, like my shoulders went back, my chest went out, my chin just dipped down, my pelvic bowl kind of shifted, my hips shifted. Maybe you have to uncross your legs or cross them or sit differently, but you want straight spine. You definitely want straight spine. We definitely want straight spine. Finding your center point. Finding your center point. Finding your center point. We're in this place of peace, bliss, calm. And we're in our center point. Now, inviting the energy, the thoughts, the static electricity, inviting that which is meant to come into you from outside of you, right? It's all Mercury, it's all Hermes, it's all this sacred wisdom, it's all this divine aspect of self called Hermes or Mercury. So you're sitting in your center point from that place of bliss, calm, peace, and through your third eye, that point right here between the eyes, a little bit above the eyes, but between the eyes, you invite the energy of Hermes that is meant to come through your third eye, come through your third eye, in through your third eye, into the mind. You're staying in your center point. You're staying completely calm, very focused. It's still all that buzzy static electricity. It's all, now we're reprogramming the body to be able to discern and to decipher, and we're programming part of ourselves to be able to align with that which is meant for us, that which is meant for you. It's like creating boundaries around this enormous amount of crazy, chaotic static electricity that is constantly going on, all of this communication that's constantly happening. And what you're doing is you're creating boundaries around it and discernment. Discernment, discernment. Hold that word really tightly, discernment. I am discerning. I am discerning now. And I hold this intention of that which is meant for me in this moment, that which is meant for me in this moment, held within Hermes, Mercury, moves through my third eye and into my mind. And just sit with that. It's almost like this wave of energy, this wave of electricity, perfectly created for you, moves right in your third eye, moves around your brain, swirls around your brain, moves back and forth, left hemisphere, right hemisphere. That's an important piece of this. Left hemisphere, right hemisphere. Let it move back and forth, 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 back and forth. Let it swirl around the brain. Let it go wherever it wants to go. This is wisdom energy. This is sacred energy. So just kind of letting it do what it wants to do. Now, letting it come into your eyes, right? This same energy that is perfectly created for you, we've discerned it, we've created boundaries, it's the one that is perfect for us in this moment in time, that same one that's just moved through our brain, it's just swirled around, now into my eyes, I communicate with my eyes, I don't just communicate, I communicate with my eyes communicate, may this energy move through my eyes, may it up-level my eyes, this is all just an up-leveling, it's all an up-leveling, it's all an up-leveling, our capacity to receive communication and give communication to the next degree, the next highest degree, the next highest degree. May this energy perfectly designed for me from psychopomp, spiritual guide, guardian, this high level, high voltage energy of Mercury Hermes, this energy perfectly designed for me, this sacred energy to move down into my eyes. May I see more clearly in the way that I perceive and communicate through my eyes. Just let it be in your eyes. 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 You can move, breathe, sound, any way that supports this energy moving. You could be really still. Total freedom here. Total freedom here. We get to be free. We get to be free in this. Right? So whatever supports, just feeling, is there something else that I can do? Maybe you roll your eyes to help support the energy moving. Maybe you blink. Maybe you close your eyes to help support the energy moving. Just try some different things. Experiment with some different things. You can always pause if you want to stay with someplace, but don't lose the energy. If you do pause, don't lose the energy. Don't, because it's building, it's building, it's building, it's building, it's building. It takes a while to get here. So don't lose the energy though. Now we're going to move into the ears. So that same wave, perfectly designed for you, coming in through the third eye. Now it's moving to the ears, moving to the ears, moving to the ears, moving to the ears, moving to the ears. This energy moving to the ears, moving to the ears, moving to the ears. May I hear, perceive through hearing. May I hear in the next greatest way possible, right? Just this like cleaning out, cleansing, revitalizing the ears, the ears, the ears, the ears, the ears. This is how we take in information. May it move to the next level. May my capacity to take in information come up to the next level. And just staying with the energy, just visualizing it swirling, just holding that intention that it's swirling. You just being here, staying with me through this, it's happening. So if you can't see anything, you can't feel anything, all good. Just stay with it and give yourself permission to like, what do I need to do that can help this energy move? Maybe I shake my head. Maybe I make a sound that helps. All right. Same energy moving from the ears to the nose. We're working through the senses. Right? Seeing, hearing, now it's smelling. We're working through the senses and know that this is not just on a physical level. It's not just on a physical level. And just because we're working with the nose doesn't mean it only has to do with smell, right? It doesn't just have to do with smell. We're working through all of the senses because it's taking the whole of our capacity to perceive to the next level. The whole of our capacity, right? To take information in, to receive, to align, to discern, to be with that which is truly there, to support our soul's path forward, right? All right, so the nose. Maybe you breathe through the nose. Maybe you like touch the nose. Touch, you're totally open to touching, right? You can touch the nose. I don't know, wiggle the nose if you have that capacity. I don't think I do. I don't know. I want to just like blow my nose. I don't know, whatever you want to do, but we're staying with the nose, staying with the nose, staying with the nose, staying with the nose. Another couple seconds here. Total freedom, whatever supports. All right, we're about to go to the mouth. So not just taste, we're starting to get into voice. We're starting to get into throat. This is big. This is like Mercury and Hermes is like, da-da-da, this is my jam. Like, I love all of these other sentences, but let me help you communicate differently. Let me clear your throat. Let me clear this whole area. And this does not just represent the physical. This is not just physical throat, right? This is much, 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 much more than that. It touches in on emotional body, mental body, spiritual body, physical body, all the different layers of ourselves. So now, finding, feeling even more mercurial energy, right? More mercurial energy. If you want, if this feels right for you, you can tap into the planet Mercury. Right? The planet Mercury, that's what represents Mercury Hermes energy. You can tap into the planet Mercury if you feel to, if you want to get a little more juice, or you can call it in more from just the environment around you. But if you want to take you to the next level, go to the planet Mercury. We stay with this discernment piece of let the energy coming through be perfect for me. Let that wave be the perfect flavor for me. Yeah. But let it be a little bit more. Let it be more to the degree that perfectly serves. So turn it over. Let it go. Let it go to a different wisdom so your little self isn't controlling it, right? So that my little self doesn't have to try to figure out how much. This is very important with Mercury. It's very important with Mercury because we oftentimes, our little selves want to control the information, want to control Mercury, and that's where we inhibit and prohibit Mercury's gifts from coming online. is because our little self wants to control it. Our little self thinks that that's the way to operate and work with this energy within ourselves, this sacred energy within ourselves. But here, there's a wisdom innately built into Mercury and Hermes, innately built in, that knows how to do this. So let go. I don't know. My little self doesn't know how much energy wants to come in at this moment. My little self doesn't know. My big soul self knows. So I'm just going to kind of turn it over, and maybe you have to like move your arms or move your hands or breathe differently or like visualize kind of expanding out into soul, right? So you're now not just the little self. You're not just this body. You're not just this, you know, egoical self, this personality that you are your big self. So you kind of imagine, I've just stepped into big self. I'm now identified with big self. I'm now identified with my soul self. Now I invite Mercury Hermes energy into the degree that it wants to come into my third eye. As much as wants to, because I've turned it over to soul self. It knows. I'm turning things over to like divine mind. Outside of little mind, I'm now tapping into divine mind. That's part of what Mercury gives us capacity to. You don't just have to use your mind. You could tap into all minds, divine mind. This is one of the greatest gifts of Mercury of Hermes. One of the greatest gifts, one of the highest level things that he taps us into is capacity to tap into hive mind, divine mind, these things, these places, these states. You don't know how you know what you know, but you don't need to just tap into your own mind. You have the minds of everything. You have the minds of the creator. You have divine mind that you can tap into. So kind of just letting yourself be out there tapping into divine mind. Bigger mind, way bigger mind, and letting the synapses happen, letting the connection points happen between your mind and divine mind, your mind and greater mind, your mind and higher mind. Really and truly, like, let it. I know I want to be able to access this higher wisdom. I know I want to be able to access a wisdom way beyond little Sabrina brain. Like, give me divine brain. Give me capacity to tap into this because it's what's on offer and it's part of what Mercury Hermes gifts us with. Remember I said there's like 95% more of capacities that most of us have just never switched on? This is one of them with Mercury and Hermes. So we're just going to stay here. So it's almost like you go back and forth from your mind to divine mind, your mind to divine mind, your mind to divine mind. Now, identifying your mind with divine mind, like the two become one. Like you're now more identified with divine mind. You're more identified with this way greater wisdom, way greater knowing. Just identify with it. Just identify with it. Why would we not want to tap into this? Why would we not want to tap into this all-knowing? All-knowing, you know. You know you can suddenly make decisions differently. You know how to heal yourself. You know how to fix the thing. You know how to move forward in life. You just know. So just staying with divine mind for a moment. Staying with divine mind for a moment. Just identifying your mind with divine mind. Your mind is divine mind. Divine mind is your mind. They are not separate. They are not separate. Just being here. Being here as best you can. Being here as best you can. They are not separate. They are not separate from. Just letting whatever wants to happen between these two, let them happen, right? Let the energy flow between the two. There's a rewiring maybe happening. You're seeing things. Maybe you want to just lie down and close your eyes because it's so much. Trusting. We're going to stay here for a few moments. We'll stay here for a few moments and just letting it happen. Letting it happen. Whatever the connection is, the healing is, the alchemizing is, the shifting, the changing, the awakening, whatever it is, just letting that happen. To me, it's this, how I see it is it's like this real connections happening, like stronger connections happening, like stronger links between my mind and divine mind. It's just this like, wow, there's this information highway. And I'm accessing it in a completely different way, like 360 degrees all around me. And there's just this connection that's happening between my mind and divine mind. So you feel for you, though. You feel for you. This is your connection to divine mind. This is yours. This is your up-leveling the mind. This is your up-leveling your connection to greater wisdom. Few more moments here. We have another piece of this practice to do. Just a few more moments. Any last things that want to happen here between your mind and divine mind? Maybe they're not even separate at this point, and that's beautiful too. Maybe they are, maybe they are not. Just let any last things take place here before we move on. Any last things, any last things, any last things. All right. Now, that Mercury Hermes energy that we've been working with, that we worked in the eyes and the ears and the nose with, that's that energy. So tapping back into that energy, tapping back into that energy, tapping back into that wave, that sacred energy, and letting that energy now drop right down into the mouth, drop right down into the mouth, into the throat, into the jaw, into the tongue. So it drops right down. And you might want to move your hands over this area of the body or touch. Sometimes that can help to move the energy. Visualizing, breathing, sounding, moving in a way that helps. Whatever helps to support. For me, it's a lot of touch in this moment. So you can try that, just trying it. Like just this gentle tapping, right? This gentle tapping as this energy. Maybe your tongue wants to like come out. Maybe there's like some sounds or some throat sounds. I'm really moving this energy and inviting this energy into everything, down in my jaw, my mouth, my throat, jaw, mouth, throat, jaw, mouth, throat, tongue, jaw, mouth, throat, tongue. And then letting it penetrate deeper. So now this invitation, it's not just the physical. I know I'm saying jaw, mouth, throat, and those are very physical parts of the body. But now holding this intention that it's penetrating and permeating into deeper layers of my body. It's penetrating, permeating into like my capacity to speak my truth. My capacity to speak clearly. My voice. Right? Let it permeate, penetrate into your voice, into these untangible, these non-physical things, right? These non-physical aspects associated with the mouth, with the throat, with the jaw. Like, let it come into my expression of self. Really feeling that, my expression of self in all ways. My expression of self in all ways, my expression of self in all ways, beyond just my speaking, beyond just my languaging, my expression of self, my expression of self, my expression of self. And let your body move, breathe, sound. For me, the energy is now moving beyond my throat, holding this intention of expression of self, expression of self, expression of self. Ah, this beautiful Mercury Hermes awakening energy, that perfect wave, letting that energy just move, right? That sacred energy, it's wisdom, it's wise, turn it over. It knows how to do this. You don't have to control it. Let it move wherever it wants to move. So for me, when I hold this intention of taking my expression of self up to the next level, it goes to my heart. My expression of self comes to my heart. Maybe it goes to your heart. Like I need to tap my heart kind of hard, it feels like, right? It's like expression of self, expression of self, expression of self. And it's like I'm tapping the energy in. I'm tapping the energy in. Oh, now it's going down to like my solar plexus area. If you can see this on the screen, like my diaphragm, this is our power center. If you haven't started to come down into your body more, let's do that together. Let's do that together. This is expression of self, and it's not just the voice. It's not just the throat. Expression of self comes from the heart, what wants to happen in the heart. So holding this intention, expression of self, and just letting ourselves move, breathe, and sound in a way that supports this energy dropping down, supports this energy dropping down, supports this energy dropping down. Remember, I mentioned that there's a lot more, there's a lot more wisdom in these other wisdom centers. So it's like Mercury Hermes now wants to touch into this middle wisdom center. So if the mind is the upper wisdom center, the middle wisdom center is the heart. So Mercury Hermes wants to touch into Middle Wisdom Center. So letting the energy drop down into Middle Wisdom Center, right here, it's the heart. And breathing, moving, sounding. I know I kind of got to move a lot and breathe a lot and sound a lot. You trust what's true for you. Remembering that this is oftentimes not just a one and done kind of journey. Sometimes it's a little, it takes a little bit to get the energy to drop down. Play with this, experiment with things, right? If you were to move differently, breathe differently, sound differently, but we're inviting this perfectly formed energy of Mercury Hermes to drop down into our hearts. Drop down into your heart, drop down into your heart, drop down into your heart, drop down into your heart. This leads to congruency, by the way. The alchemists knew this. The alchemists knew that our greatest power to create, our greatest power to alchemize something, our greatest power to be in this world, right? Our greatest power to move physical objects, to be, to create in this world, which we create our days every single day. The greatest power was to have this congruency in our bodies. Congruency, mind congruent with heart, congruent with lower wisdom center. Mind congruent with heart, middle wisdom center congruent with lower wisdom center. This is what's happening. Right? Now imagine when your heart is online with your mind, which is online with your gut, let's say. All three are in the same alignment. Right? All three are in the same alignment. You're tapping into the wisdom from all three. The enormous amount of power when everything is congruent and everything is aligned changes our capacity to manifest in the world, changes our capacity to create in the world, changes our capacity to wield consciousness, which is just thought, making thought become a reality in the world. So we definitely want to do this practice. We might want to do this practice daily for a good long time because it's incredibly powerful. It leads you to becoming a more powerful alchemist, a more powerful manifester, a more powerful human being in the world to actually create and to make manifest and to make things happen in your world. All right. So, breathing any more of this energy down into the heart that you feel too in this moment. Kind of letting anything that wants to like sink down into the heart sink down. We're kind of starting to let our energetics rest a little bit, doing whatever they kind of want to do around integration, right? You might feel like there's a different kind of embodiment that's happening, or there's a little bit of a different integration that's kind of happening. Just really trusting what you feel to do with this energy so alive and so awake in you, or alive and awake in you to the next degree. How do you support that in this moment? How do you support that in this moment? There's a part two to this journey, but I want to leave you here. I want to leave you here, trusting what you feel to do from this place. I know for me, I would just lay on the ground with my hands on my heart. That would be for me. Maybe you feel to write. Maybe you feel to move around. Maybe you feel to do more of the practice. Maybe you feel to just rest, like, I'm going to have to come back to part two later. You are very, very, very welcome to go into part two right away, or you're welcome to rest. Take time to rest. You definitely want to complete part two, though, right? You definitely want to complete part two. We are halfway through the activation, the releasing, the letting go, the reclaiming of the gifts, and the embodiment and expression outward. So we're halfway through, but this is your rest, and you can feel into how long that rest is for you. Is it an hour? Is it a day? What is that rest period for you? Is it a minute? Is it no minutes? You're just ready to go. You trust you. You trust you. We're all very, very unique. And so just listen to that inner wisdom. Listen to that inner wisdom, and follow that. And I'll see you in part two. when you're ready. Take very good care of yourself if you're going to rest longer between this and part two. Take very good care of yourself and listen very, very deeply to the wisdom within and what supports you. What supports you, what you need. Maybe it's rest, maybe it's water, maybe it's walking, maybe it's sunshine. Trusting what you need. Listen to that still small voice within. That still small voice within will get louder and louder and louder the more that we work with Hermes and Mercury, because we can translate that still small voice within to a much greater degree. Okay, I'll see you in part two when you're ready.